الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وليتلطف سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم This is a hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that inna Allah rafiqun yuhibbu rifqa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is soft and gentle, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves gentleness and softness. Wa yu'ti ala rifqi ma la yu'ti ala unfi, and the rahmati, the blessings that descend on softness and gentleness, they don't come down when a person is stern or hard or strict. This softness and gentleness is an attribute which is a sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an attribute of Allah Himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only loves gentleness, but those people who have gentleness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself is gentle, and Allah loves those who have gentleness. And on the other hand, that person who has been deprived of gentleness, it comes that person has been deprived of every khair. So, to understand this attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one very beautiful example that we have is that in the Quran, that how beloved are such people to Allah who have gentleness in their tabiyah, in their temperament. In Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story about Fir'aun. Now, Fir'aun is the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would make dawa for being a lord. Ana rabbukumul ala. He used to say that I am the Rabbul Ala. He was the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was also the sworn enemy of the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. So, such a big enemy. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sends Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to him for dawah, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran that izhaba ila fir'aun innahu tagha, that you Musa alayhi salam and your brother Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam, we should go to Fir'aun, for he has become a transgressor, he has transgressed the boundaries of Allah, he's become a baghi, a rebellious traitor. But at the same time, one of the nasihat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives is فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلَ اللَّيِّنَ, that both of you should go to Fir'aun, give him dawah, but when you speak to him with softness, with gentleness. لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى, and perhaps he might accept your nasihat, your counsel, or he might become scared and have this fear in his heart. Now, if you reflect on this ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam to Fir'aun and commanding both of them that when you speak to Fir'aun, speak with gentleness, speak softly. And this is a lesson for me and you, that if we give nasihat to someone, counsel someone, and maybe there might be a person who has done some sin even, made a blunder, made a mistake. So if you're counseling that person, we should ask this question, that is that person worse than Fir'aun? No matter how bad that person is, he cannot be worse than Fir'aun. And second question we should ask ourselves, that I'm giving nasihat, I'm giving counsel to him. Is my rank better than Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam? So then why am I getting angry? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran is mentioning that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam is being sent to Fir'aun, and there cannot be anyone more bad than Fir'aun, worse than Fir'aun. And there cannot be anyone who is more pious than Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. So then it does not befit us that when we give counsel to each other, we should have this, we don't have this sifat of narmi, gentleness within us. We become angry. It doesn't befit us. Rather, what befits us is that we also beautify ourselves with this attribute. And وَقْفَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلَ لَيِّنَا. Then when we speak to each other, when we give counsel, advice, guidance, even if the other person is bad and sinning, we should do so with gentleness and with kindness, with softness in our heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He likes the sifat of gentleness. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Aisha radiallahu ta'ala an and said that whoever has been given this quality of softness, then that person has been given the sa'adatin, the blessings of both this world and akhirah. So having gentleness in our nature is the key to getting success and blessings of this dunya and in akhirah. And another hadith, the Prophet said that Aisha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends such rahmate, such mercies on softness, which He doesn't send on hardness. And the third thing, the Prophet said that Aisha, that that task in which there is softness, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables the completion of that task. Allah ta'ala fixes that task, allows that task to be completed in a wholesome way. So we should try to develop this sifat, because this is a sifat which is beloved to Allah, and those who have this sifat, they become the beloved of Allah. The people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have this quality of softness within their character. In Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about a few people of Allah, people who are friends of Allah. They were known as Ashabi Kahf. It's mentioned in Surah Kahf, the people of the cave. They were people of Allah, close to Allah, very pious and righteous individuals. Allah says in Quran about them as well, the innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim wazidnahum huda. So they were a jamaat, a group of young men who were righteous, pious, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had filled their hearts with hidayat. And they were the loved servants of Allah ta'ala. Now, there is one quality, one attribute that Allah ta'ala mentions about them in the Quran. That when they woke after sleeping for so many years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala woke them up. And then one of them sent another person to the market and said that, go get some food for us from the market. And at that time, he gave nasihat. He said that when you go to the market, فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا, that go there and check that food, buy that food which is the most pure, the most wholesome food. So one thing was they were looking for pure, wholesome, tayyab, azka food. That was the first nasiha that he gave. And then the second thing that he said was that when you go to the market and when you speak to the shopkeepers, وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ, وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ. Now, what is the meaning of this word? What is so beautiful about this word is that if you look at the Quran and you try to find and investigate, determine the middle word of the entire Quran. So this is that middle word, وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ. And that's why in many nuskhas of the Quran, it's written a bit in a bold, it's in a bit thick font. It's the central word of the Quran. Any of the number of words before this word and after this word are equal. This is the central word. So what is so beautiful about this word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this the central word of the Quran? And the reason is because the meaning of this word is beautiful. The meaning of this word is وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ, that you should speak to them with softness. When you speak to the people in the market, speak to them with gentleness. And this is the central thought concept of the entire Quran, that when you speak to others, speak with gentleness, with narmi, with kindness. And the entire Quran, if someone asks you what's the summary of the entire Quran, that's what Allah SWT is giving us in this one word, the central word. Okay, when you speak, speak a word of love, muhabbat ki baat. Speak a word of kindness. Speak a word of gentleness. And if you look at our own life, we don't have this sifat in our homes. We speak to our spouse, or we speak with hardness. We speak to our kids, we speak with hardness. We speak to our parents, we speak with hardness. And as a result, what happens? There are fights in our homes, disputes, disagreements. The other people, sometimes they are waiting, taras jate, to hear one soft word from us. So the sifat, the attribute of a mu'min, is that they speak kind words, soft words. They speak words of muhabbah. They speak those words but join the hearts of other people. In Tirmidhi Sharif, there is a hadith where the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that there will be certain houses in Jannah. Allah SWT has made some houses, special houses in Jannah. And these houses Allah SWT will give to people according to His own shan. Yani these are houses which Allah SWT has made according to His own shan, entire house. Imagine 1 inch of Jannat is more precious than the entire universe. These are houses made according to the shan of Allah SWT. And the hadith mentions that they would be illuminated, they will be shining, and they'll be so munawwar that those who are inside, they can see what's outside, and those who are outside can see what is inside. Very beautifully decorated, illuminated, shining houses. Now, who will get these houses? Who are those fortunate people? The Prophet ﷺ mentioned 4 categories. May Allah SWT also include us in those 4. Number 1, at'amat ta'am, those who feed other people, those who give food to other people, feed those who are hungry. Number 2, wa'alan al-kalam, those when they converse with each other, they have gentleness and kindness, softness in their speech. Wa'taba'a siyam, and those who keep nafil fast. First, all of us have to keep. This is about nafil. And number 4, wasalla wa nasi niyam, and those who pray salat of tahajjud at night. So 4 qualities, 4 types of people are mentioned. And one of them is wa'alan al-kalam, that those who have softness and gentleness in their speech, Allah SWT will give them such beautiful houses in Jannat. So we should try to develop this quality within us. And if you look, Allah SWT has not only mentioned that this quality is beloved to Allah Ta'ala, but Allah Ta'ala also teaching us that you should have softness with people around you, softness in your conversations, in your mu'amalat, in your habits, to develop this quality within you. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, well, that qulu linnasi husna. When you speak to other people, speak in a husn, with a beautiful way. And another place Allah says that when you speak, فَكُلْ لَهُمْ قَوْلٌ مَيْسُورًا, speak to others with a gentleness, with a kindness. In hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, إِرْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمُكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ, that you have mercy, become merciful to people on the earth, and Allah SWT will become merciful to you upon you. That being who's in the sky, yani Allah Ta'ala, will become merciful upon you. And the Prophet ﷺ also said that when you meet, when two believers, they meet, they should meet with a smile on their face. They should greet each other, say salam. Meet with a fresh face. Meet with a cheer on their face. And then the Prophet ﷺ also said, when two believers, they meet and they shake their hands, they do musafaha. So this is more rewarding. This is more rewarding. And that person who says salam first will get more reward between these two people. And what does this mean? That when believers meet each other, they should meet with that expression of muhabba, with love, with kindness, with gentleness. We should meet and greet each other in a proper way, with a good way. And this is what the Prophet's sunnah was also the same thing. When any person used to call the Prophet, the Prophet in reply used to say, Labbaik. And imagine the Prophet is their teacher, he's their guide, he's their Nabi. But when the Sahaba Ikram, any one of them would call the Prophet would say, Labbaik, Labbaik. Similarly, another hadith, the Prophet said that when you meet your brother with a smile on your face, laka sadaqa, you will get the reward of sadaqa. When you speak to him a word of khair and goodness and stop him from any evil deed, laka sadaqa, you will get the reward of sadaqa. If someone loses the way, they get lost in the journey, and you guide that person to the destination, sadaqatan, you will get the reward of sadaqa. If a person is blind and you hold that person's hand and make him cross the road, cross the street, laka sadaqa, you will get the reward of sadaqa. And if there is some thorns on the way, some stones on the way, and you remove those thorns and stones, laka sadaqa, you will get the reward of sadaqa. Now look at all these things. What does the Prophet ﷺ want from us? Precisely that we should have softness towards each other, think well about each other, interact with each other with muhabbah. And when a person has this quality, then that person becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sharia wants that in all of our ma'amalat, all of our dealings, our interactions, we should have gentleness. We should have gentleness and kindness with all the members of our house. Deal with them with kindness. So for example, our parents, we should have gentleness and softness with them. Allah says in Quran, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. They do ihsan upon your parents. And فَلَا تَكُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْيٌ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. They don't say uff before them and don't stop them from anything. Now many of us were guilty of this. We don't behave well with our parents, but the ta'lim of the Quran is that you speak with them in a soft way, with gentleness in your tone. And hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah Ta'ala's radha, Allah Ta'ala's pleasure is in the pleasure of the father. And Allah Ta'ala's displeasure is there in the displeasure of the father. So this is a dars, it's a lesson that we should have gentleness with our parents. And if we have kindness with our parents, then our kids will be kind and gentle with us. And even if our parents, in a hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that even if the parents are unbelievers, still, وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. One should live with them in this world in a good way, in an ahsan way, in a beautiful way. So imagine if parents are unbelievers, we are being told to have softness and gentleness with them. Then if the parents are believers, and those who pray, and those who fast, then how much kindness and gentleness we should have when we interact with them. Then if you look at the husband-wife relationship, again, the teaching of the Sharia is that you should have gentleness for each other. A wife, she should have gentleness for her husband. And husband, he should also have kindness towards his wife, gentleness towards her. Allah says in Quran that, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. That you should live with your partner, with your spouse, in a ma'roof way, in a beautiful way. And you, in a gentle, with gentleness, mildness, with the kindness in our heart, with the narmi in our heart. Normally what happens is that shaitan tries to come in this relationship and he makes a person hard, makes a person stern. And as a result, tries to bring the separation between their hearts. But look at the beauty of the Sharia. The Prophet says that if a husband smiles at his wife, and the wife, she smiles at her husband, Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at both of them and he smiles. Subhanallah. Such a beautiful deen that husband, wife, they have love for each other and they're also able to attain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we make a mistake here that when we are outside with our friends, we are speaking with a lot of love and kindness and softness and gentleness. And mashallah, when that person comes home, so now he's very serious, not speaking, doesn't have any smile on his face. His spouse, she is also worried that what happened, what have I done? So this is how shaitan derails us from the path. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he wanted to fulfill the need of his wife and he went to get some, went to, in search for some fire, something that could give warmth. This ihsas that he had, this narmi, this gentleness, this kindness towards his wife, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with this namat of nabuwat. He went to Mount Tur. Allah ta'ala made him a nabi, Kalimullah. So we should have softness in our relationship, in our marriage as well. Then just like with our parents and with our spouse, we should have softness. We should also have gentleness with our children. Once the Prophet was praying Salah, and Nabi Salam shortened his Salah and then said Salam. And then said that I was praying Salah and I wanted to pray a bit longer. I wanted to extend my postures in Salah. But then I heard that there was a child that was crying. And I could hear the crying sound of that child. So despite wanting to prolong my Salah, I condensed my Salah. I shortened my Salah because of the crying of that child. And I thought that because of the cry of that child, that person, that child's mother, she would be worried. So because of this, I shortened my Salah. If you look at this, the Prophet ﷺ, this is halat is salah. The Nabi ﷺ is praying salah. And if at that time the Prophet ﷺ is so considerate about the feelings of a mother, then why shouldn't we also be considerate, right, when we are with them, when we are in our homes? Why should we give them any taklif? The Prophet ﷺ had a lot of gentleness with women, especially. Once the Azwaj Ummahat al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anhunna ajma'in, they were traveling on a camel, and they were going somewhere. And Anjasha, it was a sahabi by the name of Anjasha radiallahu anhu, who was holding the reins of the camel. And he was making the camels run, walk a bit, no, move a bit quickly. So when the camels, they run, it becomes very difficult for the rider to hold on. So the Prophet ﷺ said to him, that Urufuk ya Anjasha, that have gentleness, O Anjasha, for you, for these camels that are traveling, for these camels that are holding those things which are so precious as pearl. They're holding those beings who are as precious as pearl and glass. Yani, the word that the Prophet ﷺ used was kawarir, like glass. Today you have this fragile, right? When you go, we travel, we put the sticker fragile. Handle with care. That's what the Prophet ﷺ is saying. That handle this animal with care because it's carrying women who are fragile. Have gentleness with them. Gentleness in the way that you move this camel. Then in the similar way, the Sharia also teaches us that we should have gentleness with our other relatives as well. It comes in a hadith that on the night of Shabbe Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive all the sins of all the sinners except for a few people. And one of them is that person who severs ties with his relatives. Qata rahmi. Who severs ties of kinship. So Allah ta'ala wants us to have gentleness in our character when we interact with our relatives as well. Then we are also supposed to have kindness with orphans. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that once a person came to the Prophet ﷺ and he was mentioning that he has a very hard heart. It is hardness in the heart. So the Prophet ﷺ said to him that if you want that your heart should soften, then you should feed food to an orphan, and you should put your hand on the head of that orphan with love. And yatim ko khana khilao, aur sar par shafkat ka hath pero. And this will soften your heart. Then Shariat also teaches us that you should have softness with your neighbors. The Prophet ﷺ said that that person will not be able to enter Jannah, that if their neighbor are troubled by them, if the neighbor receive taklif from them. So we see that step by step, our deen is teaching us that you should have softness with your parents, gentleness with your spouse, with your children, with your relatives, with orphan, with your neighbors. And the deen wants us to live a life of gentleness with other people. In fact, deen also says that you should be gentle with animals as well. Once there was a sahabi who was riding a camel, and then he was standing somewhere asking and conversing with someone else. So the Prophet ﷺ said that don't make your animals like a chair. Don't make your animals like a chair. Perhaps this animal that you're riding, this animal does more zikr of Allah's path than you. So that deen which is teaching us to have softness with animals, then what type of softness we should have with human beings? So this is the reason it comes in a hadith that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allah iza ahabba ahla baytin, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the people of a particular house, then adkhala alayhim urrifqa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes softness enter that person's house. That softness enters that person, that enters that house. This is a sign that Allah ta'ala loves the people of that house. If there is softness inside, if husband and wife have softness for each other, if brothers and sisters have softness for each other, and if you reflect on the words, inna Allah idha ahabba ahla baytin, that when Allah has muhabbat, then Allah ta'ala puts softness in the house. So it means that if we are having fights and jagra and disputes with each other, perhaps Abhi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't put that gaze of muhabbah on our homes as yet. So we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ni'mat as well. The Prophet ﷺ said that there is barakah in softness. And that person who has softness in their conversation, in their speech, then people will have muhabbat for that person. For those who are strangers, they will also be pulled close. There is an attraction, right? Softness attracts people. Arifku ra'sul hikmati. Softness is the basis, the foundation of wisdom. And in one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that whatever task a person does, if he can add softness to that task, then that task becomes muzayyan. It's beautified. The quality improves. And on the other hand, that task where softness and gentleness is removed, then that task becomes faulty. There's an ebb in that. There's a defect, a shortcoming in that task. So on the screen, there is another hadith that inna Allah yuhibbu rifqa fil amri kullihi. That Allah himself is soft and gentle, and Allah loves softness and gentleness in every matter, in our conversation, in our interactions, in our dealing, in our business. And we should try to understand the mizaj of our deen. Many people, they say that I'm very religious, but they pray, they fast, but they also have this hardness in their heart. This is a deception of shaitan. If a person truly is following deen, there shouldn't be that hardness in our tabiat. There should be softness in our tabiat. The Prophet ﷺ, this is the teaching that the Prophet ﷺ taught the Sahaba Ikram, that you should be Rahim and Kareem with each other. And the Sahaba, they followed this teaching. And that's why they became Ruhama'u Bainahum. They became an embodiment of mercy for each other. So this is a very big problem. We see it even among those who are religious. Those who are practicing Deen, still their fights, they're not able to end their fights. They become rough and tough with people around them. Shariat Deen wants that a person should be soft and gentle with others. In one Hadith Mubarakah, the Prophet said that whoever wishes that he will be shaded by the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's throne on the day of Qiyamah, then that person, Fala yakunanna ala al-mu'minina ghaliza, that person should not have hard, should not interact in a hard way with other believers, should not be rough and tough with others. Rather, one should be rahima, they should be rahim, merciful and soft with others, with other people. So if we have this gentleness with other people, then as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the arsh, the shade of his arsh on the day of Qiyamah. Once the Prophet said to a Sahabi, that shouldn't I tell you of a particular amal? Shouldn't I tell you that who is that person for whom Jahannam is haram? And the fire of Jahannam has been made haram for that person. Shouldn't I tell you who that person is? And the Sahaba, they said, Kalu bala ya Rasulullah, tell us, please. And the Prophet said, Jahannam is haram for that person, for every person who is soft, who brings people close, and who creates ease for others. Layyinin, qareebin, sahlin. Layyin, who is soft towards, so that person who is soft in his interactions, gentleness, and who creates ease for others, and also draws people close, has muhabbat in his heart, then Nabi ﷺ is saying that that person, the fire of Jahannam will be made prohibited for that person. Now, these are a few teachings, and we should now, each one of us, we should look, not look at other people, we should look at our own self in the mirror of these teachings. That do we have these qualities inside of us? And if we don't, then we should try to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this attribute of softness. The Prophet ﷺ, he had a very soft disposition. And how soft was the disposition of the Prophet ﷺ? Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that I was a young boy in the khidmat of the Prophet ﷺ, and I served the Prophet ﷺ for 10 years. And in 10 years, I never recall that the Prophet ﷺ rebuked me even once, scolded me even once, or left me even once. And 10 years is not a small amount of time. And he says that sometimes I would make mistakes and the Prophet ﷺ would do my islah. But what type of mistakes? That once my mother, she gave me some grapes that go give it to the Prophet ﷺ. So I took those grapes and on the way I started eating them. And I ate one, second, third, fourth. And by the time I reached the Prophet ﷺ's house, all the grapes were finished. And I stood there, I was silent and didn't tell anyone. Then sometime later, my mother, she came to meet the Prophet ﷺ and she asked, Ya Rasulullah, I sent some grapes to you. And how did you like those grapes? And the Prophet ﷺ said that I didn't get any grapes. And now she understood. So the Prophet ﷺ, he held my ear and then said, that Anas, that take out the guccha of the grapes for me, and then smiled as well. So did Islah in such a way, but also with so much muhabbat, with so much gentleness, that the child, he didn't become terrified, wasn't terrorized, wasn't khawf there that what will happen to me. He was a kid, child. So just simply held lovingly the ear of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala and said that Anas, where are my grapes? And then also smiled. So this smile of the Prophet, he says, that was enough to win my heart. This was the way to do Islah. So we should try to learn this. In hadith, it comes that a person who has softness, who interacts with softness with others in this dunya, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will be soft with him. And that person who is quick to accept the excuses, the uzr of other people, then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will also be quick to accept the excuses of that person. Subhanallah. So if there is a person who made some mistake, and now that person understands, realizes that I made a mistake, and now he's asking the other person to forgive him, our deen teaches us that you should forgive that person. This is an ajeeb hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said that if someone commits an error and he is asking for forgiveness, and that person whom he is asking for forgiveness, that other person says that I won't forgive you. The Prophet ﷺ is saying that that person who says that I won't forgive you, that person should not come before me on the day of Qiyamah when I'm giving Hawz-e Kawthar. You should not come before me at that time. I don't want to see the face of that person. That how can he be my ummati and not forgive other people when other people are asking for forgiveness? And all of us, we wish for this shafa'at, this intercession of the Prophet ﷺ, who means that we have to develop this attribute of being gentle with other people. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adorn us, beautify us with this khulq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make us a source of mercy, rahmah, gentleness and kindness for other people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adorn us with this sifat and this statement, this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gentle and Allah ta'ala loves gentleness. This statement, one statement, is the summary of the entire session today. This should be the summary of our life as well. When we interact with other people, we should remember this statement. We should tell the statement to other people in our family as well. And we should also make dua to Allah Ta'ala in this month of Ramadan. That Allah Ta'ala, grant me such a character. Grant me such a softness, kindness, gentleness in my character, in my nature. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmat upon us, and may Allah ta'ala grant all of us this ni'mat of rifq and gentleness. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll make dua, inshallah. Subhana rabbil al wahhab, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa mubarak wa sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al khasirin. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb Kareem, hum aapke aajiz miskeen se bande hain. Mere Malik, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma, hamari khataon ko dargozar farma, hamare aibon ki parda poshi farma. Allah, aap rahim hai. Allah, hame bhi rahmat wala bana dijiye. Allah, hame bhi rahm apne dil mein ata farma dijiye. Ya Rabb Kareem, aap kareem hai. Allah, hame bhi karam ki sifat ata farma. Allah, aap narm hai, narmi ko pasand farmate hain. Ya Rabbi Kareem, hamein bhi narmi ata farma, apni tarbiyat ke andar narmi ata farma, baaton mein narmi ata farma, maamlaat mein narmi ata farma. Ya Rabbi Kareem, apne har zindagi ke pehlu mein narmi ata farma. Allah, meri sakhti se hamari hifazat farma. Allah, mere dilon ko naram farma dijiye. Allah, gunah karte karte dil bhi Allah sakht ho chuke hain. Ya Rabbi Kareem, hum apne sakht dilon ko Allah aapke samne pesh karte hain. Allah, aap inko naram kar dijiye. Allah, hamare liye inko naram karna mushkil hai. Allah, aapke liye kar dena to aasan hai. Allah, hamare sakht dilon ko naram kar dijiye. Allah, hame to apne dilon se rona bhi nahi aata. Allah, hamare aansu bhi nahi tapakte. Ya Rabbe Kareem, ya Allah, hum is musibat ko Allah aap se bayan karte hain. Allah, aap hamare dilon ko naram kar dijiye. Allah, hamare uthe haathon ko qubool farma lijiye. Ya Rabbe Kareem, in dilon ke andar apni mohabbat ata farma, narmi ata farma. Allah, hame rona naseeb farma. या रब्बे करीम, या अल्लाह हमारे दिलों की जुल्मत को दूर फरमा, गुनाहों की जुल्मत को दूर फरमा, गुनाहों की वजह से सख्ती को दूर फरमा। या रब्बे करीम, या अल्लाह हमने आज तक जो लोगों का दिल दुखाया, अल्लाह हम तौबा करते हैं। अल्लाह हमने हुकूकुल इबाद से भी, हुकूकुल लाह से भी तौबा करते हैं। अल्लाह जो आपके हुकूक हमने अदा नहीं करे, अल्लाह इतनी नमाजें कज़ा करी, इतने रोज़े कज़ा किए। या रब करीम, या अल्लाह हम अपने तमाम हुकूकुल लाह के बारे में भी नादम शर्मिंदा हैं, अल्लाह तौबा करते हैं। अल्लाह हमारी तौबा को कबूल फरमा लीजिए। और अल्लाह अपने हुकूकुल इबाद के बारे में भी नादम शर्मिंदा हैं, अल्लाह पता है कितने बंदों का दिल दुखाया, अल्लाह कितने बंदों के हक अदा नहीं किए, कितने बंदों की गीबतें करी, कितने बंदों पर बहतान डाले, कितने बंदों का दिल दुखाया होगा। या रब करीम शर्मिंदा हैं, अल्लाह नादिम हैं। अल्लाह आप जाएं भी तो एक एक के पास कैसे जा सकते हैं, अल्लाह जाना चाहें भी तो नहीं जा सकते। अल्लाह लोग पत्नी कहाँ कहाँ पहुँच चुके होंगे। या रब करीम, या अल्लाह, अल्लाह अपनी रहमत अता कर दीजिए। हमारी इन दुआओं को अल्लाह हमारा कफ़ारा बना दीजिए। हमारी इन दुआओं से अल्लाह उन लोगों को जिनके हम पर हुकूक हैं, अल्लाह उनको इतना अता कर दीजिए, इतना अता कर दीजिए, इतना अता कर दीजिए कि अल्लाह हमारे हुकूक अदा हो जाए। अल्लाह जो उनके हम पर हुकूक आते हैं, अल्लाह इस दुआ के बदले अल्लाह हुकूक को अदा फरमा दीजिए। अल्लाह अपनी रहमत शामिल हाल फरमा दीजिए। अल्लाह उनके दिल के अंदर हमारे लिए मगफिरत डाल दीजिए। अल्लाह वो भी हमें गुनाहों से, हमारे इस किए को माफ़ कर दीजिए। अल्लाह आप भी माफ़ फरमा दीजिए। अल्लाह हमारे तमाम हुकुकुल्ला हुकुकुल इबाद से बरी फरमा दीजिए। या रब्बे करीम, अपनी रहमत से हमारी इस तौबा को मुकम्मल बना दीजिए, तौबा को कबूल फरमा लीजिए। या रब्बे करीम, हमें हसास तबीयत अता फरमा, हमें राफत और रहमत अपनी तबीयत में अता फरमा। या रब्बे करीम, हमें नबी अलैहिस्सलाम के आला अखलाक नसीब फरमा। अल्लाह सर के बालों से पैर के नाखूनों तक अल्लाह अपने आप को सुन्नत से सजाने की तौफीक अता फरमा। ज़ाहिर से लेके बातिन की गहराइयों तक अल्लाह सुन्नत से सजाने की तौफीक अता फरमा। या रब्बे करीम, या अल्लाह, अल्लाह जिस तरह नबी अलैहिस्सलाम के दिल में आपकी मोहब्बत थी, अल्लाह वही मोहब्बत हमारे दिलों के अंदर भी अल्लाह जला दीजिए। अल्लाह अपनी मोहब्बत अता कर दीजिए। अपने इश्क की आतिश हमारे सीनों में पैदा फरमा। हमारे अंग अंग से अपने जिक्र को जारी फरमा, रूए रूए से अपने जिक्र को जारी फरमा, हड्डी हड्डी बोटी बोटी अपनी मोहब्बत नसीब फरमा। अल्लाह जिस तरह आप नबी अलैहिस्सलाम के में मुबारक में अल्लाह आपकी खशियत थी, अल्लाह में भी वही खशियत अता फरमा दीजिए। अल्लाह जो रहमत थी, अल्लाह वो रहमत अता फरमा दीजिए। जो उम्मत का गम था, अल्लाह वो उम्मत का गम अता फरमा दीजिए। अल्लाह हमें भी अपने दिल के, या रब्बे करीम, अच्छी सिफात अता फरमा, सिफात मोमिनाना नसीब फरमा। या रब्बे करीम, या अल्लाह हमारे दिल के अंदर जो ऐब हैं, जो बीमारियां हैं, अल्लाह रूहानी बीमारियां अल्लाह उनको दूर फरमा। अल्लाह हसद से हमारी हिफाजत फरमा, तकब्बुर कीने से हमारी हिफाजत फरमा, अल्लाह शहावत से, बुखल से हमारी हिफाजत फरमा, अल्लाह उजब और किबर से, तकब्बुर से हमारी हिफाजत फरमा। या रब्बे करीम, या अल्लाह हमारे नफ्स को, अल्लाह नफ्स मुतमाइन्ना बना दीजिए। अल्लाह नफ्स के पास को पाकीज़ा बना दीजिए। या रब्बे करीम, या अल्लाह गैर को हमारे दिलों से निकाल दीजिए। अल्लाह अपनी मोहब्बत में फनाइयत अता फरमा दीजिए। या रब्बे करीम, या अल्लाह हम तमाम उम्मत के लिए दुआ करते हैं, अल्लाह उम्मत के हाल पर रहम फरमा दीजिए। अल्लाह आपके नबी अलैहिस्सलाम की उम्मत परेशान है। अल्लाह एक दफ़ा बैनू तय की एक औरत अचानक नंगे सर नबी अलैहिस्सलाम के सामने आ गई थी। अल्लाह आपके प्यारे महबूब नबी अलैहिस्सलाम ने अल्लाह उस सर औरत का सर अपनी चादर से ढांक दिया था, ढांप दिया था। या रब्बे करीम, आज नबी अलैहिस्सलाम की जो उम्मत अल्लाह पूरी दुनिया के अंदर नंगे सर खड़ी है, अल्लाह आप उम्मत का सर ढांप लीजिए। अल्लाह उम्मत का सर ढांप लीजिए। या रब्बे करीम, उम्मत का सर ढांप लीजिए। अल्लाह हमारी इन दुआओं को अल्लाह उम्मत के हक में कबूल फरमा लीजिए। अल्लाह उम्मत के हक में कबूल फरमा लीजिए। अल्लाह जो मजलूमीन है उनके हक में कबूल फरमा। अल्लाह जो बेवा है उनके हक में कबूल फरमा। अल्लाह जो यतीम है उनके हक में कबूल फरमा। या रब्बे करीम, जो परेशान हाल हैं, अल्लाह उनके हक में इन दुआओं को कबूल फरमा। अल्लाह उनकी परेशानियों को दूर फरमा। अल्लाह जो लोग परेशान हैं, अल्लाह उनकी परेशानियों को दूर फरमा। अल्लाह जो लोग मुसीबत में, उनकी मुसीबतों को दूर फरमा। अल्लाह जिन लोगों के काम अटके हैं, अल्लाह उनके अटके कामों को हल फरमा दीजिए। जिनके काम बिखरे हुए हैं, अल्लाह उनके कामों को समेट दीजिए। जिनके काम बिगड़े हुए हैं, अल्लाह उनके कामों को बना दीजिए। या रब्बे करीम, जो अपने रिस्क की वजह से परेशान, अल्लाह हलाल तैयब रिस्क के तरीके अता फरमा दीजिए। या रब्बे करीम, जो शादीशुदा की उम्र को पहुंच गए, अल्लाह उनको नेक कदरदान रिश्ते नसीब फरमा। अल्लाह नेक कदरदान जोड़ अता फरमा। अल्लाह जो शादी शुदा हैं, अल्लाह उनको शादी शादी की खुशियाँ नसीब फरमा, अल्लाह आपस में मोहब्बत उल्फत के साथ रहने की तौफीक अता फरमा। या रब्बे करीम, जो औलाद के मुतमन्नी हैं, अल्लाह उनको औलाद नसीब फरमा, नेक औलाद अता फरमा, औलाद नेक साले औलाद अता फरमा, औलाद को अल्लाह उनकी आँखों की ठंडक बना, दीन के कामों में उनका मुआवन बना। या रब्बे करीम, जिनको आपने औलाद की नेमत अता फरमाई है, अल्लाह औलादों को नेकोकार बना, फर्मा बरदार बना, माँ बाप की आँखों की ठंडक बना, दीन के कामों में अल्लाह माँ बाप का मुआवन बना। या रब्बे करीम, या अल्लाह हमारी इन दुआओं को अपनी रहमत से कबूल फरमा। या रब्बे करीम, जो मांगा है वो भी अता फरमा, जो मांगना चाहिए था नहीं मांग सके, अल्लाह अपनी रहमत से वो भी अता फरमा। रब्बना तकब्बल मिन्ना इन्नक अंतस समीउल अलीम, व तुब अलैना इन्नक अंतत तव्वाबुर रहीम। व सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला हबीबिही खैर खल्किही मुहम्मदिन व अला आलिही व सहबिही अजमाईन बिरहमतिका या अरहमर राहिमीन।